time. 31 days, 31 podcasts. 31 days, 31 podcasts. Prepare yourself for helpful snowman quadrilling.
Damn it. I blew it. Do you hear that cough too? I'm not having a good one. Let's just move right along. Let's ignore that and move into the fun part, which is today's Potoween topic, execution by elephant. Execution by elephant has a shockingly long and in-depth Wikipedia article that, well, I'll just read the first part here. Execution by elephant was a common method of capital punishment in South and Southeast Asia. I don't think you need to get that specific with me between South and Southeast, but that's fine. Particularly in India, where Asian elephants were used to crush, dismember, or torture captives in public executions. The animals were trained and versatile, able to kill victims immediately or to torture them slowly over a prolonged period. Most commonly employed by royalty, the elephants were used to signify both the ruler's absolute power and his ability to control wild animals. Whew. The practice, blah, 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 was eventually suppressed by the European empires. while primarily confined to Asia, the practice was occasionally adopted by Western powers, such as ancient Rome and Carthage, particularly to deal with mutinous soldiers. I'm just imagining a different thing of like Dumbo, you know what I mean? Where it's like Dumbo is an executioner elephant. And so there you go. That's a whole thing. But like, I'm going to just look at some of the accounts. They have several different accounts. This one is actually by Alexander Hamilton, who we all know from the musical Hamilton. Brought us some great songs like "Somebody Once Told Me the World Was Gonna Roll Me." Let's take his account from Siam. For treason and murder, the elephant is the executioner. The condemned person is made fast to a stake driven into the ground for the purpose. Alexander Hamilton likes to capitalize a lot of words. I'm going to read that sentence or that part of that sentence, that 1.5 sentences, and then tell you what is capitalized. For treason and murder, the elephant is the executioner. The condemned person is made fast to a stake driven into the ground for the purpose. Here are the capitalized words. For treason, murder, elephant, executioner, person, stake, ground, purpose. Almost all of them. I guess it's all the nouns? And the elephant is brought to view him and goes twice or thrice around him. And when the elephant's keeper speaks to the monstrous executioner, he twines his trunk round the person and stake, and pulling the stake from the ground with great violence, tosses the man and stake into the air, and in coming down, receives him on his teeth, and making him off again, puts one of his forefeet on the carcass and squeezes it flat. Gross. I guess elephants there were trained to throw the condemned in the air before trampling them to death. There's another short version from 1821 in Vietnam. The criminal is tied to a stake and Excellency's favorite elephant runs down upon him and crushes him to death. Let's see. Here's the Muslim traveler. I don't know how to pronounce the name IBN. Ibn Battuta, visiting Delhi in the 1330s, left the following eyewitness account by elephants. Of execution by elephants. Upon a certain day when I myself was present, some men were brought out who had been accused of having attempted the life of the vizier. They were ordered, accordingly, to be thrown to the elephants, which had been taught to cut their victims to pieces. Their hooves were cased with sharp iron instruments, and the extremities of these were like knives. On such occasions, the elephant driver rode upon them, and when a man was thrown to them, they would wrap the trunk about him and toss him up, then take him with the teeth and throw him between their forefeet upon the breast and do just as the driver should bid them and according to the orders of the emperor. If the order was to cut him to pieces, The elephant would do so with his irons and then throw the pieces among the assembled multitude. It's like a Gallagher show. But if the order was to leave him, he would be left lying before the emperor until the skin should be shaken, taken off, and stuffed with hay and the flesh given to the dogs. Boo! Let's see. Here's another one. An account of one such torture and execution in 1814 has been preserved in The Percy Anecdotes. The Percy Anecdotes sounds like a really boring book and or like a cute name of like a young adult novel from modern times. The man was a slave and 2 days before had murdered his master, brother to a native chieftain called Amir Sahib. About 11 o'clock, the elephant was brought out, with only the driver on his back, surrounded by natives with bamboos in their hands. The criminal was placed 3 yards behind on the ground, his legs tied by 3 ropes which were fastened to a ring on the right hind leg of the animal. At every step the elephant took, it jerked him forward, and every 8 or 10 steps must have dislocated another limb, for they were loose and broken when the elephant had proceeded 500 yards. The man, though covered in mud, showed every sign of life and seemed to be in the most excruciating torments. After having been tortured in this manner for about 1 hour, he was taken to the outside of the town when the elephant, which is instructed for such purposes, was backed and put his foot on the head of the criminal. Bam. There's a nice woodcut that appeared in a bunch of magazines. How about Sri Lanka? Crushing by elephant had been abolished by the British after they overthrew the Candian Kingdom in 1815, but the king's execution elephant was still alive and elephant evidently remembered its former duties. Some guy comments. During the native dynasty, it was the practice to train elephants to put criminals to death by trampling upon them, the creatures being taught to prolong the agony of the wretched sufferers by crushing the limbs, avoiding the vital parts. With the last tyrant king of Candy. Why are they calling this Candy? This is weird. C-A-N-D-Y. This was a favorite mode. The King of Candy. And it's like, oh, he sounds cool. And then it's like, there's a favorite mode of execution. And as one of the elephant's executioners was at the former capital during our sojourn there, we were particularly anxious to test the creature's sagacity and memory. The animal was mottled and of enormous size and was quietly standing there with his keeper seated upon his neck. The noble who accompanied us desired the man to dismount and stand on one side. The chief then gave the word of command, ordering the creature to slay the wretch. The elephant raised his trunk and twined it as if around a human being. The creature then made motions as if he were depositing the man on the earth before him, then slowly raised his back foot, placing it alternately upon the spots where the limbs of the sufferer would have been. This he continued to do for some minutes. Then, as if satisfied that the bones must be crushed, the elephant raised his trunk high upon his head and stood motionless. The chief then ordered him to complete his work, and the creature immediately placed 1 foot as if upon the man's abdomen and the other upon his head, apparently using the entire strength to crush and terminate the wretch's misery. The wretch. West Asia. At Nineveh, there was an elephant. Its head is not protruding. It is big, eats about 2 wagon loads of straw at once, its mouth in its breast, and when it wants to eat, it protrudes its lip about 2 cubits, take up straw with it, and puts it in its mouth. This is like a kid's book. Once there was an elephant. He ate 2 things of straw a day. When the Sultan condemns anyone to death, they say to the elephant, "This person is guilty." It then seizes him with its lip, casts him aloft, and slays him. So there you go. There's a way to be killed that I hadn't really thought of. Elephant. Executed by an elephant. They have great strength. With great power comes great responsibility, elephants. That's what you need to know. And it might be your responsibility as an elephant to slay some wretch, I suppose. Sucks to be an elephant.